and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
This show just got interesting.
You know, you should really go on this show.
I mean, what is this show?
This is a show that families enjoy.
This show does something that no show on TV does.
Ah, this show is so good!
Let's get this show on the road.
I love this show.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, February 14th. Hey, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. Welcome to Valentine's Day as well.
Yoo-hoo!
Celebrating this. Good morning, Husker Nick.
Yeah, what's up, dude? Dude, I can tell today's going to be a good day for you.
What's that?
Your duck butt's at a point.
The
it's
haircuts,
appointed. You're ready to roll. Yeah. You're good to go.
I don't know. From this angle, there are some stray hairs sticking out the front of JP's do.
Uh-oh.
Get some more of the... got to be glued.
The duck butt, meaning the little point in the middle of JP's head.
He's got this thing in the front, like if you were to turn a duck around and where its tail. It's
like Daffy Duck's tail.
But when it's like that, you're usually like really peppy.
Cool.
Like if it goes to the side, then we know like, uh-oh.
I'm feeling good.
Ruh-roh.
Last night was fun.
Yeah, dude, I was calling Nebraska basketball, getting their first win in 30 days.
Oh, man, it was much needed. It was a tough first half. The halftime show was a lot of fun. They celebrated 150 years of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
I saw that.
And then a streamer got stuck, and our buddy Matt Tomczyk had to climb up a ladder.
At first, I thought the drugs I was on, because I was sick yesterday, me hallucinating that there was a big cake, and Scott Frost was throwing T-shirts at people, and then Herbie Husker jumped out of the cake, and everybody was singing happy birthday to the university. It was a weird deal last night.
They had the steel drums playing. It was all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
All the whole nine yards.
But then, the streamer got stuck, and Matt Tomczyk had to climb a ladder. And
now Matt's our friend who comes in whenever a lot
of
times.
Of fan experience for the Huskers. Yeah.
But you were telling me off the air, they had like gone out of their way to calibrate these confetti
laser
cannons.
Pointers to make sure the confetti cannons would not go anywhere near the scoreboard.
Yeah. Because they can't have streamers hanging from the scoreboard during the game.
Plus, they also had fire. They had these towers of flames that were shooting in the air for the first time.
That's a bad combination. Streamers hanging from the scoreboard, and then which are flammable, and then towers of flames.
They legit had a map, because like the Spirit Squad could only be in this distance of the flame.
Which
and
makes sense.
Flames could only be within this distance of the streamers. And it was very precise. And then, sure enough, it always seems to happen.
Given all of that, I feel like a streamer getting stuck on the scoreboard was the best case scenario.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because if other things go wrong, you start a fire.
Like flaming death. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, happy birthday, university. May it be your last.
But halftime,
the video is him up on a giant ladder with a Swiffer trying to get it down from the
My favorite
scoreboard.
Part of that is he must be afraid of heights because he didn't need the stupid Swiffer. He eventually stops trying to swiff it
and
just takes two steps up and grabs it.
So he,
he was literally 2 feet away from just walking up, grabbing it, and coming back down.
He's like, son of a... And slams his headphones down. He's like, you're running things. I'm like, okay. And so I just keep...
Nice.
I keep moving forward in the show flow, and he's off with a ladder. And apparently, there were a couple other people that were back there that were like, I can't go up there. I'm scared of heights. I can't go up there. I'm scared of heights. And so Tom Jack's like, I gotta go.
Listen,
and so
that's why he gets the paid the big bucks, man. That's why he's the guy in charge.
And so there's so many tweets. The hero we needed. All kinds of random things, which maybe that was just enough for the Huskers to just plow through and beat Minnesota in the end of the game.
In an arena like that, with all the things they have to hang and the gaffs and the grips that work there and the lighting that comes in, there would be somebody who would be like, I climb ladders like that all the time.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get up there. It's my job.
Yeah.
So our hero
apparently
was,
that person was off last night.
Yeah, he was not there last night.
Or they were like, it is my job, but I don't get paid as much as you. Have fun, Tom
climb
Jack.
Ladder.
Get up there.
So, yeah, a W by the Huskers, and now they play on Saturday against Northwestern. So we'll see what happens with that. We got a lot for you on the show. We started it yesterday with your chance to win Carrie Underwood tickets with your worst Valentine's Day gifts. We'll get to that. You can chime in on that on Facebook or Twitter at KX969. We'll also be doing love shout-outs for your those who love and want to be a part of Valentine's
Day. Yeah, adorable. Such a good day.
On the JP Lauren Husker Nick Mornings page, and so we'll have that randomly throughout the show. And it's date or dump 'em. Whether or not we get a second date or find love is a possibility at 722.
Oh, Rob's going to be on, too.
Oh, that's right. Rob's going to be here. Jungle John's coming in with a huge announcement.
Big day. This is a big day.
It's a big Thursday.
Why is Rob going to be on?
Because he's live from Nashville.
He's live from Nashville sat like a foot from Garth Brooks and then hung out with him.
He's got some cool news for us. The man last night.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll get all of that and more next.
Kix 96.9 wants to hook you up to hang with Kenny.
Hey everybody, this is Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney is coming to PBA for a huge Kix show in May.
We want to make sure it's you that personally gets to welcome Kenny to Lincoln.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Now, a bomb threat isn't a laughing matter.
Oh, man.
It's a very serious thing that happens. But this isn't a normal bomb threat.
Well, they thought it was at first.
This should be taken just as seriously, though, I would argue.
It was at the Wichita, Kansas Home Depot where the Sedgwick County Communications got a 911 call from there. And one of the employees said, "We just had a customer make what looks like a bomb threat. He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here. You need to leave the building." He said it three times. So the police went out to the Home Depot to investigate. Someone told their staff they overheard the threats in the store's restroom.
Right. So someone overheard this from outside the restroom.
Police did some investigating and learned that the quote-unquote bomb threat came from a man in a bathroom stall warning others of the severity of his need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have the anchor?
We do.
Because my favorite part of this whole story is that it was very seriously reported on all the local news outlets, and all the local news anchors are having a really hard time getting through this story seriously.
That's the severity of it. And this is from KWCH.
Started as a bomb threat, when really it should have been more of a warning for those customers in the restroom.
We just had a customer here apparently made what may have been a bomb threat.
Okay, what exactly did he say?
He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here, you need to leave the building. He said it three times.
Well, that's a 911 call that led police to the Home Depot at K96 in Woodlawn. Someone there told staff they overheard the threat in the store's restroom. Police did some investigating. They learned it was not a bomb threat in a literal sense. Police say a man was in a stall when he told others in the restroom, quote, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up," end quote. One witness even said they laughed at the remark and took it as a joke. Once police tracked the man down, it became clear it was a misunderstanding. He said he just really needed to go to the restroom, and he wanted to warn others of the severity of his need. Officers did clear up the confusion with Home Depot. And
this man's a hero is what he is.
Okay, so you talked a little. What the quote was, "Y'all need to get out of here. I'm fixing to blow it up."
Yes, yes, 100%. This man's a hero. There's no reason to have called. You know how many times, I can't speak for ladies' restrooms, but the amount of times you're sitting in a dude's restroom, or you're in there trying to use the bathroom, or you walk in and you think to yourself, "My God, I could have used a warning." Like, there needed to be, like, there should be a light on the outside of all men's restrooms that can get flipped on when someone completely ruined the air quality in that bathroom. And it should also be, like, on for the next 20 minutes after that with a tick, like a timer
as it
lets you know, like, hey, we're down to 3 minutes off the 30-minute clock that runs, so you know this happened 27 minutes ago. It might be safe to come in. There's nothing worse than walking in a bathroom and having someone actively blowing it up, or worse, they just did. They walk out like coy as all get up, and you walk in, and it's like running face first into a concrete wall.
Yeah, you get hit by that pretty
hard. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Guess for the person that overheard this, the tone in his voice would make a difference when trying to decide whether he means he is literally or not literally going to blow it up, depending on what you heard from outside the bathroom.
My God.
So funny.
I wonder if he had like a grunt while he was saying it or how that went down.
I love that the police got there and had to do an investigation.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of giggling. You know there was a lot of giggling.
Some of them are like, probably this is a waste of our time. Others are like, hey, this is the best thing that's happened all day.
This man needs some sort of a medal.
For saving all the
lives.
For
saving the
lives
of everybody that was in that bathroom.
He actually threw himself on top of the bomb. Like,
oh,
he
my God,
took
no.
the shame
yeah,
in order.
Most of the time, nobody shames. They just stay quiet. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh God.
Exactly.
Oh God.
He threw himself on that grenade. He took all the shame and embarrassment in order to save others from that pain.
Give him a medal.
He's a hero.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Oh man, you don't throw down with Miranda Lambert.
No, you don't.
Wow. That's coming up in the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Would you like to hear a story about Miranda Lambert dumping a salad into some lady's lap? Yeah, you do. That happened Sunday at the Stony River Steakhouse in Nashville. Miranda was there with her mother and a family friend. Reports are it started when Miranda's friend was in the men's room and some older guy made a comment about millennials and their phones. Somehow that led to the two of them arguing. At one point, the old guy came over to Miranda's table and started, quote, screaming at them. That got Miranda so fired up she had to be held back. Then the guy's wife got into the mix and started, quote, provoking Miranda. So she walked over and dumped a salad in that woman's lap.
Oh, man.
Police were called, but by then Miranda and her people were already gone. There was no report filed or anything. Miranda's team had no official comment. Reps for the restaurant also are not talking to reporters.
I like they pieced out before anybody could get there. They were like, all right, I dumped the salad. Let's get out of here.
This was a bad idea, guys. Let's just leave.
Technically assault. We got to get going.
We don't need video of this. However, there is a cell phone video and some photos that were taken during the chaos. You do not see Miranda dumping the salad.
Oh.
It was nobody pulled out a phone until after that.
Dang it.
You know, when they do the Lifetime movie of Miranda Lambert's life, man, it's going to be really interesting.
That'll be fun.
That's going to happen. Awesome. You know that's going to happen.
You know it. It's going to be awesome.
So that story was confusing, as is this one.
All right.
Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line told CMT that he and his wife, Haley, do not know the gender of their second child. But their nanny does. She found out when they got their blood work back, and he's, quote, still trying to get it out of her. So if he wants to know, why didn't he look? Why did they give... she didn't read their mail, did she? How does she have it and they don't if he wants it?
But is it like a reveal cake or, you know, the reveal fireworks or something like that?
I don't know.
Is she in charge of that?
But then why would he be trying to get it out of her?
Because he probably still wants to know and his wife doesn't.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we're at a... If the nanny accidentally tells me... Then it's not my fault.
Exactly.
I see what he's doing.
Maybe they're also paying their nanny to plan the party?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she's part of that. But
why wouldn't he say that then?
Just to be funny?
I guess, maybe.
I like it that he's trying to, he knows that she knows.
He probably shouted it from above at his treehouse.
This is his loophole. Yeah. He's got a loophole now. Exactly. I like it.
Finally, congratulations to Blake Shelton. He was given the 2019 Artist Humanitarian Award at yesterday's 50th Country Radio Seminar. He was recognized for his work in raising millions of dollars for children's hospitals and for Oklahoma tornado and flood victims. So, nice work, Blake. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate the good people do, and if you've got one, you can pass it on to us, direct message, Facebook or Twitter, KX969 with the title Good Things. You'll get put on the show.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, what good do you have today, Lauren?
Okay, so I have a local really super good thing. Earlier this week, Lincoln Police Officer Taylor Murphy was on her way to work. She was not in uniform. She was not on duty. She was in her own car. So this was totally random. A girl ran into the street and flagged her down because her house was on fire.
Oh.
She obviously had no way of knowing that she was flagging down a police officer. It was near 10th and B. And the girl told Officer Murphy that there was somebody else inside the house. She couldn't get him out. So Officer Murphy pulled over and ran into the building that was still on fire, still totally full of smoke. And got a 40-year-old man out of the building. He did not want to leave, but she got him out of the building in time. He was okay. She had some smoke inhalation, but did not need medical treatment. So then she got back in her car and went to work.
That's awesome.
She did her shift just as planned, but had already saved someone on the way to work.
Her, like, part of her day.
Spidey senses were tingling on the way to work. Like, yeah. I might need that to take this road over here.
Right. I think it's so funny that the little girl ran out and flagged down an off-duty police officer.
That's awesome.
Nice work. So good job, Officer Murphy.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is a Virginia mom who helped distribute hundreds of Valentine's Day chocolates to victims of domestic violence in her community this year as a way of, quote, spreading the love and letting them know that they're survivors and they're not alone. She said, quote, it hit me that Valentine's Day is coming up and people who are, you know, coming out of a domestic violence situation may not have a Valentine this year.
Right.
So I wanted her to know that there is healthy love out there and I am going to give it to you. And then she said her original goal was 20 people. She ended up giving out over 100. So very cool.
Wow, that's pretty neat. My good thing is a bearded cherub that we got to hang out with yesterday.
I'm so jealous of this man's chest hair.
His name is Spencer. And he is the Cupid that is going around with Hertz Donut. And I've had so many people since we've posted the pictures and videos.
Like, how do I
yesterday,
hire him? How do, like, I get someone I need this to send him to?
Yeah.
Spencer, and the video's on my Facebook page, but I'll get it up for you guys to kind of see an example of what went on yesterday with Hertz Donut and our sweet surprise deliveries.
It was truly amazing. The best part of it was watching people watch him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is in nothing but essentially like an adult diaper.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, he had tidy like camo pants, shorts on.
He had little shorts underneath them, and then an adult
boots?
Diaper.
Was he wearing boots?
He was wearing boots with big pink socks
and cowboy boots and wings and hard sunglasses.
A fanny pack that was in front, where that's where he pulled his rose petals out.
Yes, as he delivered the donuts to people and did the Cupid shuffle dance for them, he also pulled out rose petals from the fanny pack and sprinkled it over the people. But just as he's walking through, because one of the deliveries we did was at Midwest Packing.
Yep.
And
with,
so we
Jeremy
had to,
Ekstrom. Yeah.
Jeremy Ekstrom. Mm-hmm. But Jeremy happened to be at the complete far end of the plant. So we had to walk all the way through
it.
Everybody working on these lines, just watching people. And there was one guy that kept going, what the hell? What the hell?
Nice.
Watching people watch him, but kind of try not to watch him. But am I supposed to look at him? Was truly entertaining.
Yeah, we went into Midwest Packing for Jeremy, the state capitol, one of the department buildings with
the state office building
with Kobe, one of the security guards who was surprised by his girlfriend. And then Brooklyn over here at the Belmont Vet Clinic, which is not too far away.
Nice.
Surprised by her mom, Michelle, for Valentine's Day. And they all got a dozen Hertz donuts and Dirk's Bentley tickets. So they'll be joining us up there for the big party.
I can't wait for that show.
But thank you to Spencer. He's a trooper, and going out there and being our Cupid, and I think they're still doing deliveries, but it's like it's almost sold out.
Oh,
like
packed,
you can't
I'm
even
sure.
get them anymore. But so kudos to them. It was a lot of fun.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show,
Love Bites. We'll begin talking about the bad Valentine's Day gift ideas that you had or had delivered to you for Carrie Underwood tickets. That's coming up next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
You don't know how much I need you while you're near me.
Now I need a karaoke.
Right.
This is one of my favorite karaoke tunes.
We kiss. I know you need me too.
Me too.
I can't believe
just wait.
I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was bullshit. It was a damn show.
That's a great lead-in to today's
so good
fun with Valentine's Day. I did put it up so you can share love if you want to. Or if you want to complain about the worst Valentine's Day gift you've ever gotten.
Or given. I appreciate the people that have told us about the terrible Valentine's Day gifts they've given. Justin says, I once gave an ex-girlfriend a weather radio for Valentine's Day. My buddies still make me...
Oh, nice.
He says, she was not impressed.
Oh,
no.
He was trying to keep an eye on her. Weather, you know, severe weather
keep
season
safe,
was coming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so just funny. In case.
So we put it up yesterday. What's the worst Valentine's Day gift you've gotten or given?
Mm-hmm.
And we're sharing yours. You can continue to let us know on Facebook or Twitter at KX969. So just put it up there and tell us for Carrie Underwood tickets. Give me a couple good ones that you got, Lauren.
Sorry. There we go. Anne said she has several, but her favorite was a chrome oil filter for his 1926
nice.
Model A.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's not for me at all. You're the one rebuilding
yeah.
a car.
My mom and dad did that one time.
What?
Like
oh,
really? my dad got my mom a big screen TV for the front room, and then my mom got my dad a new vacuum and also a new like Swiffer thing for the kitchen. And it was very obvious they were both buying each other gifts that they wanted instead. It was awesome.
Abby says, roadkill stew. My ex hit a rabbit leaving the bar.
Oh.
Picked it up off the street, cleaned it, and made stew so we could have a romantic dinner when That's, I got home from work that night. No thanks. Note, he's my ex.
He was taking advantage of an opportunity. Rabbit stew's good.
This one's funny. Lisa says, the gift itself was nice, but I didn't actually get to take it home. In fifth grade, my quote-unquote boyfriend was sick, so he had brought a big glass bowl full of Hershey Kisses hearts and a balloon to my classroom, but they didn't leave a name. The name had fallen off, so the teacher divided up the candy between all the kids.
that's funny. Oh, wow.
She didn't know it was for her until he got back to school several days later.
On Twitter, anonymous, please. Okay, so I was with this real winner, no job, living with his parents. So I knew he didn't have any money to get a Valentine's Day gift, so I told him we should just write each other nice letters saying how much we loved each other. He jumped at the opportunity to do this, and so I spent so much time on mine, and it was about 2 pages long. And we exchanged that day, and he had 3 sentences down. Hey, so you know that I'm not good at this stuff, so here it goes. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
That's what he wrote.
He wrote the way. No, you can't write. Is that good enough? Are you happy?
That's good. He cares about feedback. That's nice. He put his own comments section on his handwritten letter. That's awesome.
Tessa says, for 16 years, my husband got me Tupperware.
Oh,
Tupperware.
Because he loves her cooking so much, he wanted to keep it in the fridge and be able to eat it the next day.
Last year, my boyfriend asked me if he could just give me cash for Valentine's Day and call it good.
That's awesome.
So clearly, he's a romantic at heart. And I don't need to be anonymous. Chell says, he knows it was awful and now we're engaged.
Danielle says, when I was in eighth grade, my boyfriend gave me a heart necklace with real diamonds in it. He had stolen it from his mother.
Oh,
my mother investigated. We found out how he got it. The necklace had to be given back, and also I soon was done with the boyfriend.
Man, he loved her so much, he was willing to just totally break his mom's heart by stealing her jewelry.
Stolen gifts.
What a nice guy.
That's stolen gifts Valentine. Never count.
That's adorable. God, he loved her. He went to great lengths. That eighth grade kid has got his heart broken. He's probably like, he goes to a doctor to talk to him about how much he loved this girl in eighth grade.
Also,
man, sad.
Did he think his mother wouldn't care? Wouldn't notice?
Wouldn't find out. She has plenty of jewelry. She doesn't ever wear it. I'm going to give it to my girlfriend.
All right. So stories like that, you can still put up. We'll do another round coming up around 7:50. So you still have some time today. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, the worst Valentine's Day you've gotten or given. And if you need to stay anonymous, direct message us. We'll read those as well throughout the day and have you a chance to win Carrie Underwood tickets to see her live at PBA to make it a little bit better.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Live from Nashville, it's Garth Brooks. Or maybe they just share the same beard dye. We'll just find out together. Rob's on next.
It's Rob, but he saw Garth Brooks
that
with
works.
His own eyes.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
I love them and love them. I don't care who knows it.
Celebrate love, too.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty much, what is it, 51% of Americans plan on celebrating Valentine's Day?
Yes, so that really is down. 51% of Americans are planning to celebrate Valentine's Day. That means lots of people who are in relationships will not, because as of last year, 50% of adults in the United States are married.
Yeah.
So obviously way more than that are in relationships.
Right.
Yeah. And the married people aren't even going to be the ones who are spending, right?
And engaged people spend the most of any type of couples on Valentine's Day.
Isn't that adorable? We've all been there. Like, it's like, oh man, like when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Like, you just feel the love. Which, by the way, I got to give a shout out real quick. We got a couple of these. We'll get into this.
Okay.
Lindsay and Cam are listening on their way to, I think they're on their way to work. They said to tell him that Benny and Daddy loves him. That's my boy Ben. That's his fiance and his daughter. His daughter is so adorable. Aww. And his fiance is so far out of his league.
Corey Holy wants to send out to his fiance Megan. She's my everything and my Valentine for Valentine's Day.
Love. Yes, so engaged people will spend the most of any type of couple on Valentine's Day. People who are dating are second. People who are married spend the least. Not shocking at all.
Ben just texted me, would you quit talking about engaged people spending the most money on Valentine's Day? Sorry, Ben.
That's a good point.
Sorry, buddy.
Got to balance that out there. But yeah, spending's at an all-time high, about an average of $162.
That's so much.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot. Like, is that more or less, I wonder, than people spend on their significant other's birthday?
Maybe. I think it just depends on where everybody's at, like, in life.
In their relationships.
Like, listen, man, we ain't doing that right now in my house. I wish. I also have friends who spend way more than that, which is good for them. Super happy.
I got my husband, because he knows this kind of stuff. Like, I hate holidays that want to overcharge you. Like, we're going to create this so it will be more expensive than it would be yesterday or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so, but I found a card I really liked, but it was $6.99.
Wow.
So, right? Why are cards so expensive? So I wrote in the card, I was like, you know how much I love this sentiment. Flip it over and see that it was $7, and I bought it anyway.
I can't believe you.
You know how much I love you because I just spent $7 on a card.
And at that moment, Paul scoops you up in his arms and rushes to the bedroom.
Right.
He's like, talk dirty to me some more, woman. Let's do this.
Because you know it caused me physical pain to spend $7 on a folded piece of paper.
It's a good relationship. I like
That's so funny. So they also have the top five things women and men want to do most on Valentine's Day.
I love this. I love this so much.
Because three of the five are the same.
Yes.
Number four is very close. It's at the very end. It takes
close,
a little.
Close, but like one's kind of romantic and the other one is very like primal. I would say like it's very, I don't know, dirty.
I just think that it starts out.
I think we're talking about different things now.
we're driving in the same way. We're going the same direction. We want to go out to dinner was the number one thing.
Yep.
The lady wants to take out and drink wine.
So does the man.
Guy says that too.
Yeah.
His is third, I think.
Third.
Hers is second. Yep.
Hers
still
is
on
second.
The same page.
The guy for number two is have sex.
Yeah. Which she has in there as well.
She does, but
maybe
she has
later
it
in the evening, but
she
it's
has,
in there.
It goes dinner, take out and drink wine, good conversation, have sex, read a book. The guy, it's go out to dinner, have sex, get a drink at the bar, get takeout and drink wine, watch sports on TV.
They both say go out to dinner. They both say get takeout and drink wine. They both say have sex. One says get a drink. The other says have a conversation, which you do at the same time.
I like it because the bar is like, hey, man, I got my favorite local like dive that I go to. Why don't you come on out there with me, honey bunny, and we'll sit at the bar and just, we'll talk. I'll have a whiskey on the rocks. Then we'll head home.
And you can
like,
get
it's
your
all
sports
good.
In, too. The game will probably be on if you're
back
out to
in
the
day.
Bar.
It's like, we'll smoke a pack while we're sitting there, too.
We'll go
play
to
some Keno.
We'll go to
It'll
sportscasters
be awesome.
And
so
watch
like,
sports
number,
and drink.
So number five for the women is read a book. Number five for the men is watch sports on TV. Does that mean
That's
by the
awesome.
End, everybody's just ready to ignore each other?
Yeah. Go to your rooms.
Well, no, they're probably in bed together. She's reading the book. He's got the game.
Well, no, these guys are longtime married people. Like, they get done having sex, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go to the man cave. Husker basketball starts at 8. I'll see you in a little bit. And she's like, yeah, I got a good book I want to read. We're solid.
Where is stare at your phones in bed? Because really, you know, that's what 90% of couples will do.
There you go.
Probably like number 7,
Right.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You can continue to send your love shout-outs to us, and we'll shout-out your special someone throughout the day. We'll get into helping with dating issues coming up next with Dan and Murdum.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts. Breaking the rules with the uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P, downtown. Get there live. like now. It's part of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, where we do the best to help you out with any dating issues you have. If somebody's ghosting you or you're trying to figure out where your relationship's going, we can help you with that. Just have to direct message us on Facebook and Twitter, and we will do the best to help Scooby-Doo what's going on. Ashley needs our assistance with a guy she met named Tyler at Hot Yoga.
It's, I assume you mean hot yoga, like where they keep it warm temperature-wise inside and not like hot yoga.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, it is hot inside. I mean, but Tyler is pretty hot himself, so it, oh. I mean, it could go both ways.
Well, there you go. You met yourself a hot guy at hot yoga. So how did you start talking?
Well, I just noticed him because he's very attractive, but I noticed that he would never talk with me or flirt with me, so I kind of had to be a little more forward.
Okay.
I just would watch him in the class, and he seemed like a real pro. And every time I would go, he was there.
Which, okay.
To me, I kind of took as a sign. We would talk a little bit, just really shooting really general things. And then because he never asked me, I just said, well, heck, do you want to go out and get a drink sometime? And he said, yes.
And okay.
Yeah, so he did. We went out and we got some drinks and we saw a movie. And I thought we had a really great time. But I haven't heard from him since then.
And how did the date end?
You mean like, did we
Well, I mean, just there are often clues in the end of the date where someone is either giving you a full, hey, let's do this again soon, and there's maybe a kiss or something vibe versus a side hug. Okay, thanks. And,
right,
you know.
Right.
I see. There wasn't a kiss, but there was a really long hug, and he said we had a fun time. And then he said, I'll see you in yogurt, something like that, because that was going to be like the next 2 days. But okay. I never saw him.
So have you been to yoga since, and he is not there?
Correct. It was super weird. I haven't seen him, and it's been, I don't know, almost 2 weeks now.
That almost feels like he's avoiding. I mean, he might be on vacation. Or something. It's possible
his schedule changed. Okay. He goes at a different time for hot yoga,
or he got the flu, there are other explanations. Yeah, and then he's avoiding you. But that is definitely weird that he was there all the time and now he's not there at all.
I know. I don't know what happened, and it makes me feel really bad because I do want to go on a second date with Tyler.
Okay. Well, here's what we can do. We will get a hold of Tyler. And get him on the phone, and best case scenario, we will take care of dinner and a movie for you guys to go on a second date. Worst case scenario, you just find out what the issue was between you two, and that's it.
Okay.
All right.
I do want to find out.
Okay. Well, Ashley, we'll put you on hold. We'll call Tyler, all right?
Thank you.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hi, this is where you get to jump in and have your chance to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donuts. You have to tell us what you think went down on the date. Do it in GIF form at KX969. If you get it exactly right, you're winning a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If you don't, the funniest one of the gifts out there will be a winner of Hertz Donuts and a $25 gift card.
We'll get to going in the morning. It's country music.
Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Date'em or Dump'em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
And that's what we're trying to sort out for Ashley, who needs help because she met Tyler at Hot Yoga. And he was kind of aloof, didn't really hit on her, and so she decided to ask him out. They went out for dinners and drinks and then saw a movie, and she hasn't heard from him since.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're so busy trying to hold in a fart during yoga that you might not notice the advances of someone around you.
That's a good
That's
point.
A real That's thing. A I'll tell you that right now.
You can tell us what your guess is on why she is being ghosted by Tyler on Twitter, KX969, and Craig coming out with John Travolta doing the Let's Get Physical GIF, which, it almost is a little bit creepy even for me.
No, you do that at home. I 100% guarantee.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Oh, wow, John Travolta, that's a lot.
For $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. We'll get to it with Date'em or Dump'em coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Ashley met Tyler at Hot Yoga. Super hot guy, but he would never flirt with her, so she flirted with him and asked him out. They went, got drinks and a movie, and she hasn't heard from him since. And he hasn't been back to Hot Yoga class
since. That
feels
like an even more notable part of it, because if somebody goes to something at the gym regularly, and then you go out with them, and then suddenly they're never there again, that feels pointed.
It really does. And you can
change their whole schedule.
You can continue to get your guesses in on Twitter, KX969, for a $25 gift card to Hertz Donuts.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yeah, this is Tyler.
Tyler, hey, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Just for real.
Yes, for real.
Derek, yes. Is this you? Don't be pranking me, man. I don't got time for this morning.
We're 100% not pranking
I'm not
you.
Derek, and she doesn't sound like a Derek.
Derek, oh. Nope.
All right. Hey, hi. How's it going?
Hey, man. We're calling because we have a mutual friend, and we are willing to help you out because she thinks you're neat and would like to go on a date with you.
Well, she already went on one date with
you. That's a good point, that she's already got on one date with you.
Okay.
And is wondering... why you have not gotten back to her?
Her name is Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And we were wondering if you would be willing to tell us about your date with Ashley and why there has not been a second one, and why have you not been back to yoga?
Oh, man, this is going to be fun. All right, well.
We're hoping.
I mean, she's hot and everything. Yeah, problem with Ashley is that she is annoying as
Oh my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
No, legit.
Okay, what happened with you and Ashley?
So we went out, but I mean, this girl is so into herself, like I might as well not have been there. She was going on a date with herself. I was just a stand-in.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, all she did was talk about herself. I don't think I said two words the whole night, you know. She was just talking about, like, how she works out all the time, talking about what she looks like. Oh, like, here's a good example. So, like, when I met her at her car and I was helping her out of the car, and she wouldn't even let me touch her.
Okay.
She was like, hands off. Don't mess with perfection or something like that. It was insane.
Wait, what?
Oh, really? My God. Yeah.
Was she joking? Oh,
no,
well.
I don't think so.
By the way, Tyler, Ashley's on the phone with us.
Okay.
That voice you're hearing.
Ashley?
Hi, and I need to speak up for myself here.
Well, of course.
My hair.
What about your hair?
Okay. My hair looked really good that day, and I got it blown out, and I was just joking because it looked amazing. You know, I didn't want anyone to touch it, and I'm sorry you couldn't handle that joke.
Was it just that?
I don't think it was a joke.
Are we talking? Wait, Tyler, are you literally talking about that one comment?
No, because he said she talked about herself.
Yeah. What else?
No.
Okay, so
that is an example.
Let's assume that comment was a joke. What else? You know, what? Give us other examples of what you mean.
Man, I think she took maybe 40 pictures of herself that night while we were on a date.
You took selfies on a date?
Yeah, of herself. Just like while she's eating and like, it was weird.
Oh my gosh. It was of the surroundings. I really liked the way the ambiance looked. I just thought it was really pretty. I'm not a conceited person. I mean, we just live in a world where like, oh my God, you're being really mean.
Okay.
I'm a social media influencer. That is my job. All right, and I do have to take a lot of selfies. That is kind of the nature of what I do.
Do you like actually make money doing that?
I do. I'm not. I don't have the blue tick yet. I'm not verified, but I do make money.
Okay.
I'm working on getting this free mascara from one company as of today, and I, you know, have this place where I can do blowouts and get that done and earn their business as well. You know, it's something that I'm working hard at, and I was just telling you about my life. I wasn't trying to brag. I just, you asked, and I maybe I was nervous, and I just kept talking. So, you know, I do like to look good, and that is something that I pride myself in. That's also why I go to yoga, because I enjoy that, and it makes my body feel good. And I like to work out every day, and, you know, I do like to look hot. I guess that's kind of part of my OCD.
Okay.
All right, well, you do you, but... I was just super bored. And, man, like, if I wanted to hang around something that was pretty but that I couldn't touch, I'd go to a museum or strip club or something.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not my thing.
Well, okay. Not your thing.
Okay, Tyler, are you are you not going to that yoga class because you're avoiding her?
Yeah, kind of.
You've been pretty honest the entire time we've been on the phone with you. You might as well just say, yeah, I'm not going to that class with her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I don't think we're getting this one back together, JP.
I don't think offering dinner and a movie is going to solve this one. You are definitely not into Ashley, are you, Tyler?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Ashley, we appreciate you listening to our show, and now you know the reasoning behind it. It doesn't mean you have to change what you're doing.
No.
But that's why Tyler's not interested in you.
That's fine. He sounds like a jerk.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Tyler, thanks for taking the phone call.
Both.
Ashley, thanks for listening. We wish you guys the best of luck.
Man.
That was fun.
Wow.
There's a scene in Young Frankenstein where Gene Wilder goes to kiss Madeline Kahn, and she goes, no, the makeup. And he goes to hold her hands, and she goes, the nails, mm-hmm. The nails. And that whole scene kept running through my head. The hair.
The way he was describing their date a little bit and like the selfies and all that, when you, and JP, you can vouch for this, when you hang out with Coryell and Liz, because they are all about Instagram. I mean, it's their job. They're all about, you know, Instagram photos, you know, doing the videos, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Like when we're at events, you'll be mid-sentence and all of a sudden they're like doing the head nod and the pose and the photos. And it's like, dang, and they're like, no, I'm listening. Go ahead. And they're just doing
because there is nothing more entertaining in life to me than watching other people compose selfies.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it the best?
It really is the best.
So, wow. And the battle going on right now, I don't know which is worse, the social media influencer Ashley or D-bag Tyler. That's the
man, that guy was as point blank as it got, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, he didn't pull back any punches on that at all.
Part of me feels like it's too bad they didn't end up together because they were sort of perfect for each other, but...
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You can let us know what you thought of Ashley and Tyler, Dana Badumpo on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
More opportunity for you to see live, local, and laughing. Now it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please.
Back when Adam Sandler made good movies.
I was just going to say, do you remember when Adam Sandler was funny?
What year was this? What year did this movie come out?
God,
Wedding Singer.
Like
97?
I bet.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because all I remember is I had, it was the... It was a good Valentine's Day because this
February 98.
98, as I say, I was like, the reason I remember is I was dating this girl and she cheated on me and right before it was in like late December. So then in February, I'm out on a date with a young lady and we're at a place and my ex-girlfriend with the guy she cheated on me with came into the same place and she saw us and got super mad at how good looking the girl I was on a date with was. Like, she was over the top jealous and angry, came up and yelled at me and walked out. And I looked at my date. I was like, that's a long story that ended like 2 months ago.
That's a long story.
I'll gladly tell you about it. Or if you just want to continue having a date, I'll tell you about it tomorrow. And she started laughing.
Wait, so what's the connection to the Wedding Singer?
Because every time I hear that, it makes me laugh because I feel like that's the whole emotion around that whole song and everything like that's what was like going through, I don't know, her head, my head, everybody's head. It was so funny. So that's the connection.
So we are giving you an opportunity to tell us about the worst Valentine's Day gifts you've given or gotten.
Yes, Brooke says, there was the time my boyfriend, at the time an ex, forgot about Valentine's Day and I got nothing, so he asked his grandma to take me to lunch. That was weird.
Grandma?
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot to do anything, and I don't have time. Grandma, can you take my girlfriend to lunch?
George on Twitter, got my girlfriend of about 3 years a gift card and took her out to dinner at Shogun, but then I broke up with her the next day. She must have forgiven me because we've been married for 6 years now. I keep saying we should go back to Shogun again. She keeps saying, no,
Man.
Shogun holds bad memories for her now.
Jess, my wife is listening right now on the way. If you want to get me a gift card to Shogun, I'm in.
That is so much fun.
Like, I'm in that or Who Hot. Pick
I mean, I can
one.
See once yeah. you've been dumped there, it loses some of the luster.
It's hard to go back to that.
Sarah says, on my husband and my first Valentine's Day, he bought me the movie Saw 2. Sarah is terrified of horror movies and couldn't even watch it.
What?
I don't know.
Why do that?
Have we met?
Trista, my boyfriend got me a foot rub a tub a few years back so he wouldn't have to massage them anymore. Hashtag so romantic. Hashtag thanks.
Question right?
Beth, when I first got together with my husband, he bought me a fishing pole. I hate fishing. Had you not noticed?
Donna, an ice scraper after 4 years of being
an
together.
An ice scraper.
She's trying to up you in the, nice. Up you with the ice scraper.
I like it.
Man. The old like massage things, like that. All that is a message from your significant other. Like, hey, I'm really tired of rubbing your back, so here's a back massager, and now you
back
can do
massager,
it yourself.
Foot massager,
enjoy
all those wonderful things.
Haley, I got a ring that he had given to his ex girlfriend, taken back, and gave to me. To top it off, it turned my finger green.
What? Really?
Wow. I don't know about recycled Valentine's gifts. That feels like it brings some bad juju with it or something.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea altogether.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can let us know. We'll keep it going up until 10 o'clock this morning, and then we will randomly pick somebody to win Carrie Underwood tickets with your worst Valentine's Day gifts.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Zookeeper Bay is coming in with a special Valentine's Day surprise for everybody.
Oh, baby, this is going to be awesome.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So are you going to touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard.
Lizard.
It looks like a snake.
it's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Well, luckily enough, we get Jungle John a little bit early because he has a sweet surprise for all of us. And you can talk to him and see him on Facebook Live right now.
You're finally.
Thank you.
Valentine's
yes. I was looking for the photo I took of me and you that I put the heart around us. To tweet out, but I couldn't
for
find
Valentine's
it.
Day.
That's showing off our chest hairs. That one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's a, I don't that remember a good you guys being naked in that photo, but
we
you know,
say naked.
It's things that are taken in the locker room.
This is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
This is all about love and sharing the love day, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is, right. Jungle John.
You know, for a couple of years, we've been having the Love Your Zoo capital campaign at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. That kind of started out with about $10 million, then went to $14, and then went to $16, went to $18.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Lincoln loves their Children's Zoo. Our community, the area loves their Children's Zoo. And the Lincoln Children's Zoo is going after a $24 million campaign because we're at 22 right now.
Wow, you guys are close.
$1.5 million anonymous gift.
Really?
Wow.
All right, fine. Okay, I'll tell you.
Don't tell. No, Nick.
You're welcome.
Don't expose yourself now, Nick. Okay.
Well, that's
people say that a lot.
First time he's ever said that to me, right. I'll tell you that.
Mark that down out of context.
Literally the first time he's ever said that to me. But usually he's like, go for it.
No. And you know what? And the Lincoln Children's is going for it because, you know, this year, you know, in May 10th, we're going to be cutting the ribbon for the tigers and for the giraffes and the red pandas and the spider monkeys and the secret jungle and all kinds of great stuff. That's happening this year. But next year, in 2020.
Is it a secret jungle?
We're going to have a secret jungle.
The raptors?
We'll go back. Be careful when Jungle John invites you to his secret jungle.
There's no need to be careful. Just say yes. You'll love it.
You can come swinging with me in the monkeys.
Oh, wow. Hey, the secret jungle and come swinging with me.
I'm telling you right now. Been there. It's fun. It's all good.
It's a good time.
I give it 5 stars on Yelp, just so we're all clear.
Wow.
But in 2020.
Thank
you for getting us back on track.
Thank you very much. Speaking of track, we're going to bring the fastest land mammal.
This thing
in the
is.
World.
And Joel Satori photos, right? These are all Joel photos.
Not me. Nick. Not Husker Nick.
Is it me and my youth?
You and your youth. Yeah, you wish you were at this.
Usain Bolt is going to be in the zoo now? Is that what we're about to do?
We're cheetahs coming to the
zoo.
Hey! Yes. And we're doing a cheetah chase where you can actually.
What?
The kids and the families can actually sit there and see how fast a cheetah runs. We're going to have this long, couple hundred feet long exhibit. So we're going to train the cheetahs go.
Wow.
Right out fast.
That's awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
In my mind, what happens is we lower Like in Jurassic Park,
right, yeah.
when they lower the food into the raptors area,
yeah.
we lower JP into the...
Ready, go!
And then he has to run across that thing and see how quickly...
JP's too big of a prey.
He'd get caught quick.
Yeah, you know, and he's way too slow. And then the cheetah would go, oh, yawn. Okay.
Not even interested.
No challenge here.
Not worth it,
exactly. So we're bringing cheetahs to the zoo next year. Nice. We're also bringing giant anteaters.
These things are so cool.
Aren't they fascinating? And Husker Nick was really amazed at the tongue on the giraffes.
That's
okay, because right. you know, it's
kind of crazy.
No, the tongue on the giraffes are disturbing. It's like something from Stranger Things.
Yes. We'll wait till you see the tongue on a giant anteater.
Lauren was one more obsessed with it than me. I was standing back.
She loved those long black pink, long pink black tipped tongues.
It was like the tentacles that come out of the ground and grab you on Stranger Things.
Imagine a 2-foot tongue.
Oh boy.
But even skinnier.
Really?
Giant anteaters.
They're cool looking animals. Really cool looking.
So cheetahs and giant anteaters, they're both endangered species. We're going to work with saving them from extinction. But we're also going to have a great big outdoor playground for kids. It's going to be huge and it's going to be very high. It's going to be right next to the giraffe habitat.
So kids
are going to be up there climbing high with the giraffes.
That's so cool.
We're going to have a year-round cafe so Octomom can bring her kids even this time of year.
Yes.
And have some great healthy food at the zoo cafe. And then we're going to have an event green. So we're going to have a place where we can have concerts for kids. And gathering, so maybe you guys need to come out and jump on stage, Nick, and pull out your guitar.
Absolutely,
that'd be fun. So I'd be in on that.
So we just want to say, Lincoln loves
harmonica, though.
Too. We are
jazz flute,
harmonica.
Okay,
stick your harmonica in your mouth, and we'll see what happens. So, but no, we want to say thanks. That's what you got to do to make music, right?
stick it in your mouth.
You're
the strangest.
Harmonica. You probably blow a kazoo, too?
I wish my wife hit on me as much as you do. It'd make me so happy.
It's your bulging muscles, Nick. That's right. But you know what? Lincoln loves our zoo, and we are humbled by the generosity and support. Yeah. And we just want to say thanks. We're going to make your Lincoln Children's Zoo even better this year, 2019 and 2020, and say, hey, happy Valentine's to Lincoln and to everybody.
Yay!
So thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. We love you, too.